Good morning, Council.
Good morning, sir.
I'm here today to present for your consideration a base agreement and attachment A with GMB, George Miles, and Buer, as contained in your packets. Attachment A provides for design services for improvements to Sussex Shores through the Sussex County Community Improvement Program, Chapter 96. Construction services will be provided through a separate amendment once the construction time frame is better defined. The scope of services includes participation in a value engineering review. The work includes placing underground the existing Delmarva Power, Verizon Communication, and Mediacom aerial lines, minor drainage improvements, and repaving of all community roads. GMB services include surveying, coordination with all utilities, design and preparation of bidding documents and related permits, along with the participation in the VE process, for a cost not to exceed $165,636. These costs were included in the information provided to the community in their official vote. County Council approved the resolution to proceed with this project at last week's July 29th meeting. I have a motion, unless there are questions.
Any questions?
I'm not 100% sure. Can you hit me with just a real quick executive summary, exactly what it is that you're doing here?
This is a design contract for the county to employ GMB to design the project for Sussex Shores under the Chapter 96 program.
Okay.
So in essence, they'll be preparing plans for bidding, coordinating with the utility companies who will be placing their aerial lines underground, as well as some associated drainage, and ultimately a paving of the roadways.
And the price?
The price for their contract, GMB, not to exceed $165,636.
And that is paid for in the end. That's paid for by the residents of Sussex Shores.
Correct.
Sure. Right.
And the total project estimated cost?
In the range of $2 million, slightly over $2 million.
And you referenced a value engineer study?
Well, that would be a separate independent firm who would provide the value engineering review of GMB's work. GMB's role would be to participate in a few meetings with them and, of course, to investigate any of the suggested alternatives they may come up with.
Has that company been determined yet?
No, not conclusively. It will be one of the miscellaneous consultant firms that we...
And is that money to pay them coming out of this 165?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The money to pay the value engineering firm coming out of the 165?
No, that is a separate cost.
Have you an estimate on what that would cost? Maybe time and materials not to exceed?
Not exactly yet, because we're just in the, once we got this, the next immediate step would be to select a firm, identify what their role would be for VE at what stages, and then to develop the cost.
Very good. I'm satisfied. Thank you, Mr. President.
Question to Council? You have a motion, sir.
Yes, sir. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves the base agreement for engineering services with George Miles and Buer, GMB, along with attachment A for design services for Project 14-13, Sussex Shores Suburban Community Improvements, effective today, August 5th, 2014.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to pass the motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? We'll take the vote.
I'll abstain.
You're abstaining, okay. Mr. Phillips?
Why?
I think he owns some property there.
I got a property there. I'm also on their board of homeowner association, so I got a conflict.
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You.
Next is...
And I'll have to pay what you guys just approved.
Mr. John Ashman.
Are you...
I'm not happy.
You're not?
Not with you.
I wish you would have spoken up.
No,
I could have voted no.
You've cost me money.
Why do you want to raise it?
So we still got.
My wife's gonna have to go get a job.
We've still got to approve construction.
That's why you got a job.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Mr. Ashman, please continue on.
Thank you.
Cole over here.
Good morning. I'm here today to present for your consideration Amendment Number 4 to the county's North Coastal Agreement with Whitman Record and Associates LLP. This amendment shall provide design services for the expansion of the Angola Next Sewer District, known as Angola North. Whitman Record is to provide project management, design, surveys, archaeological, preliminary engineering report, environmental assessment, and active participation in the value engineering process by a firm included in the miscellaneous consulting engineering selection. Work includes the production of contract documents, plans, and specifications for one or more subregional pump stations, grinder pump stations within Love Creek Woods and possibly Fox Hollow, approximately 16,800 lineal feet of gravity sewer, and 12,000 lineal feet of force main. The area served will be primarily along Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, from Love Creek Bridge, west to the area of Peddler's Village, the existing communities of Fox Hollow and Love Creek Woods, as well as Daniels and Woods Edge manufactured home parks along Route 24 are slated to be served. The cost is not to exceed $377,670. And estimated construction cost for the project will be $5,664,574, with construction scheduled for the summer of 2015 and completion summer of 2016.
Questions of council?
Mm-hmm. No.
You have a motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 4, dated July 31st, 2014, to its contract with Whitman Record and Associates LLP to provide design services for the Angola North expansion at a cost not to exceed $377,670, as presented on August 5th, 2014.
Pleasure, council.
So moved,
motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second,
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you. The first request is the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company. They are requesting support for their Ladies Auxiliary Annual Fundraiser. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
They had a bingo basket or something.
Yes,
what did they have? What was the cost again? They said to buy a basket was.
There was no specific amount, but there's $75 per basket.
Per basket. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll give them $100.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Phillips, to grant Indian River Volunteer Fire Company Ladies Auxiliary Fundraiser, $100 out of Mr. Cole's mm-hmm. Councilmatic account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one, Ms. Stever had put on the agenda. I'd like to defer it until she's here.
Defer next week so you can come back here, yes.
The next one is Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Foundation. They are requesting $5,249 in support of the Griffin Place. The Griffin Place focuses on the needs of young men between the ages of 18 through 21 years old that have exited out of foster care. This program provides educational training, safe and stable housing, and life skill resources. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 from Ms. Stever and $500 from Mr. Wilson.
I guess we'll do the same.
Second.
Oh, all right.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, the second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Delmarva Clergy United Social Action Foundation to support the Griffin's Place, being $500 from Mrs. Stever and $500 from Mr. Wilson's Councilmatic account. Any question on the motion?
Are you sure Ms. Stever's not feeling a little more generous than that today?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, we'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried.
We could wipe her out.
The next one is the Fort Miles Historical Association. They're requesting $10,000 for infrastructure improvements for Fort Miles. These improvements include the creation of an artillery park, completion of an HVAC system, providing bathrooms and an eating area for the visitors of Fort Miles. There have been no past grants for this project.
Hmm.
Each one get $1,000 piece.
I could do that.
It's up to you. Whatever you want to make a motion, Wilson.
I make a motion. We give $1,000 piece.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $5,000 to the Fort Miles Historical Association for infrastructure improvements, being $1,000 from each council MAC account. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. The first one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food vendor to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 15,285 square feet, more or less, and that's in the council, Mr. Phillips Council District, District 5.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips introduces it.
The next is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial propane storage and CNG propane dispensing office warehouse to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 15.00 acres, more or less, and that's in Mr. Wilson's district, District Number 2.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson, introduce it.
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 7.2035 acres, more or less, and that's in Mr. Phillips Council District 5.
I'll introduce it.
Phillips introduces it.
The next is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 126.8795 acres, more or less, and that's Mr. Cole's District 4.
Yeah, Willers.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 114.4821 acres, more or less, and it's in Councilwoman Deaver's District Number 3.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
Well, that is all, Mr. President.
Sir. Additional business brought before council. Thank you. Paul Rigger.
Good morning.
Morning.
Paul Rigger. As what I'm speaking about is we're finally getting a little farther pursuing with different aspects of the zoning problems. But my question is, and I've asked this a while ago, we brought up the tractor trailers. One, it said it's a permit. The whole, with being able to, you needed a permit to have one. The portable storage containers. My question is, I think there might be a conflict. Are sheds portable storage containers? Is the tractor trailer containers portable storage containers? Do you need a permit? Is what I'm trying to see is which department, how does everything work for verifying? Do you need a permit for one, or don't you need a permit for a portable storage unit? That's all I'm trying to definitely to weed out. One more thing that seems to be a little wrench in there. If it doesn't need a permit, then can I put a trailer container right on the property line, anywhere I want? Can then the lower acreage, the lower people and all the MRs, can they just say, put a container in versus a shed? They both come off a trailer. Do they both need the variances? Do they both, if you want to go in there and do everything? I apologize for mixing up and mumbling. I wasn't expecting this to come up so quick ahead of me.
Just one quick question. Have you asked planning and zoning?
Planning and zoning, when I go for the permits, they say, like I said, they were charging me $196 if I had wanted to put the trailers on my property. According to Director Lank, I believe, it's considered a structure.
Okay.
Or however he wants to phrase it. I apologize for even using his name. It's just, I'm just trying to do this. And I have one other department says, doesn't believe that you need one for one.
Another department?
Another department in here.
Which department?
I believe assessment. So my thing is, if assessment's saying you don't need one, if I lived in a half acre or quarter acre lot, and I have that 5 feet by 20 feet that I want to gain back, I just put a 8x20 container in. Don't it come in? How can the county enforce something that they say you don't need a permit for? So.
Okay.
It'll be looked into.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson, if you can make a note to, with Mr. Lank to decide what this is, get back Mr. Rieger.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, and you know why I'm up here, because the day you go on that again, here comes a preacher. Oh, no, he's a bishop. Signs a piece of paper, so we got to give him money. I tell you what. First of all, he's not a very good preacher because, number one, he doesn't know the Bible. Number two, he might be a brother to the devil, but he sure doesn't know Jesus. And I'll put it this way to you. You guys are a bunch of liars. And so, therefore, as far as I'm concerned, you're in the pit with him alongside the devil. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to recess until 1:30 public hearing.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to be in recess until 1:30 for public hearings.